You are listening to County National Bank on the radio, making a difference in Lenawee.
Welcome back to the CNB Community Corner, where we discuss relevant financial topics that affect your financial world. I'm Steve Kuiper, your friendly neighborhood branch manager, and we continue our series, our Top 2 Tuesday, working with Chris Clark here from our commercial lending department. Chris, how are you today?
Good. Thanks for having me, Steve.
Chris, tell us a bit, who you are with the bank, what you do, what brought you to County National Bank?
My title is Senior Loan Officer, so that encompasses overseeing all the lending functions of the bank, which would include commercial loans, business loans, the retail side, which would include auto loans, many boat loans, those types of things, and then the residential mortgages as well, all flow up through me. My background, commercial lending, I've done that for 20 plus years, and that's really kind of where my passion is. Seen a lot in the world, went through the recession of 08, went through the PPP world of 2020 and 2021, which was obviously an experience. My passion is in commercial lending, and that's where most of my banking career has been spent.
So you mentioned, your 20 years of experience and then transitioning to working with a community bank. What would you say, especially from a lending perspective, what would you say is the biggest difference about County National Bank being a community bank as opposed to maybe some of the other larger banks in the area?
Well, there is a huge difference between a community bank and a regional bank or a big bank. I don't know how you want to define those, but our three major markets are Jackson, Hillsdale, and obviously Lenawee County. And you'll sit in a loan committee, and generally the first question that comes up is, who knows these people? And we have committee members sitting around a table, and 99% of the time we know the people that we're dealing with, and we know their family, where they went to school, those types of things. And that makes a huge difference, because it's just not numbers on a page, loan to values, certain other metrics that bankers like to throw around, but it's about the people and what they do in the community, how important is their business, what we can do for them. So, a bigger bank, they're trying to make everything fit into a certain box area, and at a community bank, you're trying to tailor a solution for them.
So that relationship then is just as important. I know we've had other guests on where we've talked about how important that relationship with somebody is, and that passes on again to the commercial side as well. One of the things that you mentioned in your introduction was the PPP loan. Now, for some of our listeners who aren't bankers, at banks, we love our acronyms. So give us an idea. What was the PPP, and what did we do as a bank that was different?
So the PPP is the Payroll Protection Program that was instituted by the federal government. The pandemic's not that far in our rearview mirror. 2020, March timeframe, we had 10 days to slow the curve, which turned into, a lockdown. So these businesses that weren't deemed essential, they needed a lifeline to keep payroll going, keep people employed. They didn't want to lose their workers. So this payroll protection program was implemented as a community bank. We just started taking customers that wanted to be involved in the program. We were learning on the fly. I remember the first loan that got approved. We were so happy, and then we sat around and said, okay, what do we do now? How do we fund this loan? We didn't even know how to document it. Couldn't be more proud of our team. We did over 1,100 loans for $132 million, and we had several meetings before getting involved, and we were just spitballing numbers, what we thought we would do, and the number $20 million came up, then $30, and then we thought we might do $50 million. Well, we did almost triple that, and I think the program went for 3 to 4 weeks, and I remember people were working around the clock to make that happen, and we were getting calls from customers that were with bigger banks that couldn't get anyone on the phone. We helped them. We thought it was important. A lot of nonprofits that didn't have a connection with the bigger banks called, and we were able to help them. I think on our first list, don't quote me on this number, but we had maybe 26 that we didn't fund in the first round. And then obviously a second round came out when we did 800 plus loans for another $79 million. And every customer that wanted a PPP loan from County National Bank got theirs. So very proud of our organization, proud of our people, because it was a very trying time, not only for the businesses that needed this money, but for us as bankers, because it was a lot of work.
So that relationship again drove how we managed the applications, how we managed approving those loans, again, from that perspective of this is our community, and it's our goal to invest in our community. Now, moving away from the PPP, you mentioned, you know, before the show that since you oversee kind of, you know, a good bit of the retail lending, the commercial, the retail side, how else have we been helping our clients?
Well, you know, I think everyone's that follows the financial news hears that interest rates are rising. Well, the last couple of years, especially 2021, interest rates were very low, and a lot of people were refinancing. And we did almost 670 residential mortgages in 2021 for $114 million. So that's, you know, that's new purchases as well, but that's putting people, say their rate was at 5% and then bringing it down to 3. That gives them a little extra spending power, a little extra cushion, and gets them a nice low rate. So that's the environment of 2021. Unfortunately, in 22, we're seeing a rising rate environment due to several factors. But so we do a lot in our community on the retail side, on the commercial side, and a lot of lending goes on at our institution.
So let's bring it from that high level overview to maybe the local business owner who's looking for some financial, you know, lending, some lending needs. What kind of businesses historically have we helped in the past?
Well, that's another important question. You know, as a community bank, I had an experience. I worked for a community bank for many years. It was purchased by a bigger regional bank, and I lasted about 6 months there because one of the comments made to me was, well, we don't like that industry. Living in Tecumseh, and it's not an infinite amount of customers, you know, so you got to tailor a solution to whatever industry that comes through your door. So we do loans for pharmacies. We do loans for developers. We do loans for restaurants, bookstore owners. Any industry or business that we can help, we try to find a solution and not be, oh, we don't deal with that type of industry or we don't deal with that type of business. We understand that business owners, it's their lives. They've put a lot of work into either trying to start a new business or developing their business, and we try to tailor a solution that works for them as well as the bank.
So you're talking about a number of different types of businesses and you're describing different types of solutions. What kinds of lending solutions do we have? What do we offer?
Well, we offer all lending solutions, you know, lines of credit, term loans, mortgages, for some other types of deals, SBA loans, where you can take advantage of some longer term fixed rate loans that the government will help. It's a product that a lot of banks use. It's not one loan fits all. We try to tailor a solution for the customer, try to meet their needs as opposed to saying, here's what we offer. You know, we talk to the customers, we talk about what their ultimate goals are and their plans. And then again, I've said it a few times, we try to tailor a solution that works for them.
So now I'm sure we've got a business owner listening, and we've piqued their curiosity. They've heard about what we've done in the community, and now they want to know, where do I need to go? Who do I need to talk to here in Lenawee County where I can start that conversation and share, this is what my business is doing. This is what I'm struggling with. How can you help me? Who's somebody in Lenawee County? I think we've got a couple officers, right?
Yeah.
We have here.
So obviously myself, I do a little bit of commercial lending still. Roger Ferguson, who lives in Adrian and kind of oversees that market. And then Ron Haber is in Hudson, and he does come to Adrian and has clients in Tecumseh as well. So those are the two loan officers, as well as myself, that I would reach out to.
Chris, you've given us some really good information for our business owners, but unfortunately, that's all the time that we have. This has been the CNB Community Corner. I'm Steve Kuiper, your friendly neighborhood branch manager. Our sound engineer is Brad Taphouse, and our guest today has been Chris Clark. Chris, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Serving Lenawee and Hudson, Adrian, and Tecumseh, County National Bank is banking that stays in the community.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.